Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, praise him. God bless you all. Father, we thank you this morning. Great things you have done, and greater things you will do, Lord. We bless you for who you are, Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our help. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for last week and the beginning of this new week, Lord. We are committing ourselves and the ministration of your word into your hand. Let the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Even in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I have a message that I found it a little difficult to preach, and I had kind of canceled one of the, ruled it out until a few days ago. That is a day before yesterday. Something happened that made me to decide to minister this, go ahead and speak on this topic, and I believe to bless all of us. The topic of the ministration is don't make faith enemy of wisdom. Don't make faith enemy of wisdom. You will see my point along the way. Those personal experiences and some other things I've seen from others that tend to pitch faith against wisdom or wisdom against the faith of God. Let us quickly read James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Read with me. If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God. Amen? That giveth to all men liberally, and does not upbraid, upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Bible is here telling us that it's an important integral part of our belief. And I say that you will see why I decided to preach this. Even though I canceled it because something happened along the way that made me decide I'm going to minister on this today. I said, don't make faith the enemy of wisdom, because if you do, you might pay a heavy price. I say it again. If you make faith like if is an enemy, or they are contradicting one another or fighting one another, and many people have paid heavy price for this. I've seen it where I did the same, and but for the grace of God. Both are the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an earnest deposit that God gave us when we believe and come to him as a sign of things to come, eternal life. And if you go through the Bible, you will see that there are gifts. If you really receive the Holy Spirit, genuine receive of the Holy Spirit, you will not come out of that experience without one or two or three of the gift of the Spirit. They are wisdom, knowledge, faith. We have gift of prophecy, healings, miracle. Then we have discerning of the Spirit. We also have tongues and interpretation. The one that most people are familiar with. But each one of them is very vital in our worship, relationship with God, in working out of our salvation. Some of them are power gifts. that is meant to do something and change situation. Some of them are to help you navigate through certain things. Then, when I see many of us coming up with, let's operate by one standard and leave the other one alone, it disturbs me because I say you may wind up paying a heavy price, and I pray that that's not the case. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to consider that I'm not putting down faith. Nobody say you cannot even see God without faith. Can't believe in him. So many scriptures have promoted the things about faith, and faith is very, very vital. He said if you have faith as little as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, remove from, look at that big camelback mountain, remove from here and go into the sea. And God will honor it if you have the faith of God to do it. The Bible told us about faith that anyone born of God overcometh this world. And what is the victory you have? It is your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He even told us in some cases that after you have done all things, he says, stand by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By our comprehensive faith in Jesus, you can do great things. So faith is very, very vital in our walk with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He also told us about taking on the whole armor of God. There are so many of them. And then he particularly pointed to one of them that is very, say, faith, so that you can quench the very darts of the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is impossible to please God if you don't have faith. You can't even believe in God without faith. So we are not putting down faith in any form or manner. I also say that what I meant to bring out this morning is that you need to operate on all the word of God and not some. Or start to behave as if somebody is using this part of this gift of the Holy Spirit, is inferior, he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't believe again. And for that, many of us had burnt ourselves, falling into pit holes, made a lot of mistakes, life-changing decisions, because we neglect common sense wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As a young man growing up, I have wonderful, great mentors. People who have taught me, built me up, supported me. Wonderful people, may God reward each and everyone. I always remember them. But I also look back and see that in those days, there are this word we used to say, jack faith. You know, like you are jacking up a car. Everything is about faith. There is no school of wisdom or thought of wisdom. And the people that were around me in those days is mostly about faith and faith and faith and faith and faith. And I later on look at their life. I later on look at some of the things they did that wisdom will have averted, prevented, helped them through. Or even me myself that has been affected in a lot of ways. Because we refuse to apply common wisdom. Common faith. And faith is supposed to walk without wisdom. So some preachers today are also versed in promoting faith and faith so much that nothing is said about wisdom. Ministries are built on faith. Named after faith. House of Faith Ministries. Reign of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Ministries, so many, many, many of them. Giant big ministries, just faith, 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 faith. And it is wonderful, it is great. I already gave some scriptures that promote these things. But little on wisdom. Ever heard of House of Wisdom Ministries? But so many are named after faith. And faith is great. Faith is wonderful. But I want you to know that there are certain things that faith can do that wisdom cannot do. And there are certain things that wisdom can do that faith will not accomplish. If you take a step outside the word of God, outside the foundation of the word of God, and your faith is as big as anything, God is not bound to honor it. Many of us treat faith as it should be, and many of us have learned to not just abuse it, exaggerate it, create confusion with it. Some preachers have pushed people over the edge based on faith teaching, faith principle they didn't explain very well. But when it comes to them, they do it the other way. You should go back and tell people you've admonished wrongly that I was wrong. You should review your stand at times and see if you are wrong, correct it. The word of God is not just made of one entity. All the gift of God can work together to build up a man of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Nothing is wrong, as I said, by promoting faith. But at times, a little wisdom, a little thinking, a little research, a little looking at knowledge, which is gathering the facts and wisdom, application of that facts you've got together, might save you a lot of headache along the way. Some of us around God day and night praying for miracle, miracle for this, miracle for that, miracle for this. God give me a miracle. Every day one miracle, one we are needy children, yes. But can you ever consider that the reason you pray so much for miracle, for deliverance, is because you've neglected the school of wisdom? I have seen it so many times, and it pains me. You have great faith, but when you go to sleep, you lock your door. Simple. Why did you lock it? Why don't you leave the door open? Because of your great faith, you've already put protection over your house. The angel of the Lord is watching over it. But you still take time to lock the door. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, wisdom. Simple. Let your faith tell you to leave it open. You are inviting trouble just because of that. But if circumstances beyond you allow that door to be open, then the faith you have in God, the grace of God, will protect you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see all this promotion of faith, in everything faith. And I said, do you ever consider that while you are crying and beating up and, you know, just doing everything, because you've neglected the common school of wisdom? The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. I wonder why. That God, Jesus Christ, is the wisdom of God. We look at the Bible, some of the things that wisdom have done along the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David is a man of faith. One time his son took over the kingdom and went to kill him, amassed armies and support. David never feared the number of army that his son has amassed against him. No, he didn't fear any of them one single time. But he was afraid of one person, Ahithophel. When he heard that Ahithophel has decamped to Absalom's camp, he cried. He said to Abishai, what am I going to do? I need to send you immediately to the camp of my son. Pretend that you are against me. What are you going to do there? Every counsel of Ahithophel contradicted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? The Bible says that this man has wisdom to counsel. Such wisdom that it is comparable to the angel of the Lord coming to tell you, do it like this, do it like that, do it like that. So he dispatched Abishai to the camp. Ahithophel gave Absalom counsel. Do it like this. And Abishai would say, don't do it like that. He was working for David. That was the only thing David was afraid of. If they have followed the counsel of Absalom, that Ahithophel that night, David would have been gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Solomon, when he became king, God asked him something that I wish God would ask me one day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wonder what I will answer. He said, what will I do for you? Choose whatever you want, anything in the whole world, and I, the Lord, will do it. Because many of us say, make me a small billionaire, Lord. Oh, the life of my enemies, wealth, just about anything. But he said, Lord, grant me what? Wisdom. Amen? Wisdom. And he pleased the Lord. And said, not will I only grant you that wisdom, I will give you every other stuff. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we so negate the school of wisdom. And it has hurt many of us and continue to hurt many of us. I've seen it so many times. If only this sister would have thought about this, he wouldn't be shouting and fasting and praying through all this stuff. If only this brother has thought about this and asked God for that wisdom, which he will give to you liberally, freely, without rebuke. But no, it's faith. Jack faith, push faith, harangue God. It's great. But is it necessary at times? No. So God granted him wisdom, and there was a small case that manifested in Israel. For that, the whole Israel subdued themselves under him. Two heralds came to him and said, hey, both of us have child. One of the child died, but it's my child. The other one says, it's mine. Sansa. And the Bible used this small method to preach, to tell us. He said, look at them and say, well, give me a sword. What is he going to do? These counselors were looking. He said, divide the child into two, give the child to this, give the child to that. And the true mother come and say, no, I would rather she have my child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they said the whole thing went around whole Israel. He didn't solve that solution by faith. He didn't go necessarily to prayer or anything. He didn't say, God, use faith to blind the other person that doesn't have this child, or do this or do that. He used common wisdom and solved it. And for that, the whole Israel honored him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. There was a woman, they call it the wise woman of Ebal. It's a city in Israel. And Job and the whole might of Israel came and encamped around this small city to destroy them. And he came out on the rooftop, on the bulwarks and the wall, and said, why did whole Israel come to take out the city? He told her why. Say, well, it used to be that when you want to do anything or seek counsel, you say, go to Ebal, this city, and the matter is solved because they have wisdom there. They put so much stock in wisdom. And she saw the solution, gave solution to that situation pretty fast. The head of the person went through the wall, and the whole army left. You can go read it in the Bible. Nobody promotes much about wisdom. Nobody speaks much about this. Nobody looks at them, but these are things that if it is done, we will equate it to some other areas that we see in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 14, verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14 to 17. Ecclesiastes 9, please. Ecclesiastes 9, 14. There, read with me. There was a little city and few men within the city. And there came a great king against it and besieged this city and built a great bulwark. It's about to demolish them, throw down the wall, break the gates, slaughter man, woman, and child. Now there was found in this city a poor wise man. And he, by his wisdom, did what? Deliver the city. What happened? Yet no man remembered the same poor man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Go down to 16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Go to 17. The word of the wise men are heard in quiet, more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. We see in the Bible that Moses divided the Red Sea by faith. How many ministries, how many preachers, how many great men of God have spoken about that? We see in the Bible that Joshua stopped the sun and moon in the course of a period. They didn't move. What a great manifestation of faith. Elijah called fire from heaven. What great faith. And so many messages in the thousands have been preached about it. How many have spoken on the woman wisdom of God? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Let's go to Matthew 7:24. Quickly, please. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man, which built his house, not just upon faith alone, but is wise. He built it upon the rock of ages, Christ Jesus. Not just on faith alone. Go to 25. A wise man. And then the rain descended and the flow came and the winds blew and beat upon them the house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. But he called him a wise man. Didn't necessarily say it's a man full of faith. You must have faith to please God. You must have faith in certain situations, all situations. But there's also area that wisdom comes in, and that is why I find it troublesome when some of us negate this wisdom. I'll tell you why. 26, please. And everyone that hearing this saying of man and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Oh, yeah, my faith will carry the storm when it comes. Just throw it together. But wisdom use knowledge to research that for you to build a house in this situation, you have to dig the foundation, go deep enough to put your blocks or whatever it is on a solid rock. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While the man is toiling in wisdom and doing every necessary thing that is supposed to do, the guy who operated maybe by faith alone, maybe I say, might be the reason he didn't just throw it together and was already relaxed and laughing and say, why are you toiling yourself? Just go, and people have advised me so likewise. Just go ahead and throw it together like that. Don't even bother. Jack faith, pull faith, use faith. Faith does not negate wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith does not contradict wisdom. Neither does wisdom contradict faith. I will tell you why I decided to preach this message. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 There is place for everything under the sun. And in the Word of God, there is that part too. I hesitated because when this COVID-19 thing started, and we are still in it, and I pray God for deliverance, I've been looked down upon, spoken to, rebuked for applying common wisdom like wearing mask or refusing to shake your hand or hug you and kiss you, basically. One brother even went to an extent to say to me, "Fear not," because he wanted to shake my hand and I bumped him like this. He grabbed my hand and shook it forcefully. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Admonish me to fear not. Another one said, wearing the mask all the time and stuff and so on. I said, well, I didn't tell them. I don't know how many of you that have patients who have COVID-19, have had COVID-19. I have tons of patients. I don't think I'm operating in fear. I don't have to take these patients, but I do from time to time. Some of them are in their 70s or 80s or 90s. We have patients that's in the 90s. If they ever had this situation, they may not survive. So I try also, not just for myself, for my big faith or their big faith or whatever, but also the faith of concern for others. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, do not fear. I'm not afraid, for God's sake. Some, one of them even told me, you know what? Say, Christian, also all the people, and this is directly to me, not hearsay. That's what I started thinking. Does faith fight against wisdom? Does faith negate wisdom of God? And I started saying, no. Then I said, I will preach this. And then after some time, I thought, well, this is going to create a lot of confusion or misunderstanding. I just ruled it out. Then something happened again the day before that made me, okay, I'll go ahead and preach it. One of them told me, say, you know what? Why don't you allow natural selection to take place? In other words, let everybody get this disease, and then the strong will live, and the weak will die. I say, how much is your compassion? Great is your compassion, bro. How great you look like God in this. Not my Jesus. Natural selection, where the strong survive and the weak dies off. It's a Christian speaking to me. No, he's a good preacher. Caucasian. Wonderful person. Know him. So I say, well, there's a lot of things going on. I don't want to speak. And then, on Friday morning, Pastor Peter and myself went somewhere. And after we went somewhere, I dropped him off. And by then, I decided I'm not going to speak on this science and stuff. And because of the political area, COVID-19 that is going on, I said, no, I will avoid that. So I dropped him off and then decided to go wash my car. And as I was washing my car, I parked my car quite a distance from the other person who happens to be in the same place washing his car. I don't know him, never seen him. He left his car that is washing and cleaning and stuff in the drive-thru. He was drying it and walked over to me. And coming close, he said, I hope you don't believe in all those nonsense. I said, what nonsense? Say, covering your face with mask. He said, we are strong. I don't know how he knows that I'm a Christian or not or whatever. I'm used to people walking up to me and doing weird things, saying weird things over the years. Say, we are strong. We are strong. We don't need to be this afraid and so on and so forth. So, do you believe in using all those things? I say, I believe in Jesus. And he jumped up, he turned around 360 and said, that is what I'm talking about. He didn't wait for me to finish. I said, bro, I also believe in using the wisdom of God and common sense. Common sense. Lock your door when you are going to sleep. You have great faith. Don't leave it open. It might not be human beings, snake can come in. When I said that, he stopped his rejoicing, stopped and looked at me. His smiling stopped. Everything stopped. He jumped into his car and drove away. I said, well, I decided. Brother Peter called me again immediately after for something. I told him, Pastor Peter, as a message I was planning to share, but I'm going to preach it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Some of us, the reason we are showing this thing about faith and misusing it and abusing it, exaggerating it, even lying about it, is to show that we are mighty. We are strong. The brother that was talking to me, I've seen so many things happen in our community. In fact, we have buried some in our community. I didn't see his faith or their faith go anywhere in doing anything, changing the situation. Not that it's their fault or anything. So their mighty faith is okay. But if you have that faith as big as anything, now thank God for it. Don't use it to wheel me in or push me around or tell me not to use common sense when I should use common sense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say it and I say it again, that some of us will have jumped from that pinnacle when the master of faith himself, the king of faith himself, went and put order there and Satan said to him, take a leap. The Bible have said, there will be angels right there waiting for you at the bottom. Some of us, I will show you, Satan, I am for faith. And he will take a leap and I can guarantee you, we'll be burying him. Because that is faith being misplaced. Jesus Christ, after he prayed for a leper, said, go take a lab. Go to the priest who have a way of finding out if the leprosy is still there or not. There are certain things you believe if you know and you know. There's no reason to doubt. Don't ever doubt God when you are going to God by faith. That's okay. But there's also certain things that God can allow or put in the mind of men to teach or direct or help. If God lead you in that direction, go ahead and do it. A man came to Abraham with the young child, very sick. Abraham was healing everybody, praying for people. The blind received their sight. The different things, cancer sick, everything God was doing, great things about him. He got to his turn, he said, go, there's a day, take your child and go. Somebody will meet you and will tell you what to do. Many of us here knows about Abraham, great man of God. The man went, of course, came to you to pray, say, go. Somebody will meet you. A woman dressed in black, in this way and that way and so on, in such a time and so on. And so it was forgotten. And then somebody came to him one day and said, what is wrong with that, your baby? He said, well, he has this situation. He said, well, you know what? There's a doctor in Mayo Clinic in those days, this like in the 60s. And the people who are mentoring me based on Abraham in a lot of things by faith and so on. But I said there are certain things that God can do the other way around. Don't box him out. Don't box yourself in. Don't say, look and see where God is leading in the situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is faith for defense. And there's also wisdom in defense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's faith in counseling. There's also wisdom in counseling like what Ahithophel have. There's faith and wisdom in every aspect of our life. Amen? If you use wisdom in your marriage, you may not have to exercise too much faith at times. If you use wisdom in raising your children, you may not have to pray so much about certain things about them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there's an area you have to apply both. There's an area you may have to use one or the other depending on the situation. Amen? We are not saying don't deal with faith. But Christians, because the Bible has said something about the wisdom of the world, at times we just rule it out. The wisdom of the world, every one of them is good. There are people in the world who can advise you on finance, how to manage your money, how to do this and do that, use it wisely, and each one of them will be 100% right. You say, why? Because I have about 12 different things listed here, which I'm not going to go to. That the people of the world, I put it into three categories: Bible times, medieval times, and today. In the days of the Bible is written, God stated all these things before man even come to them. In the medieval times, if you do those things, they will burn you in a stake. The Inquisition will kill you. Today, by advancements of technology and computer and science, they now confirm what the Bible said thousands of years ago. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible once said that the life is in the blood. Medieval times say, no, that is not true. The best cure they have in those days is to bleed somebody. They cut your vein and used it to collect. Have you ever seen that in a movie or this thing? It was real. That is the science. They bleed you and cut and drain the blood and say it will take out the bad humor in you and so on and so forth. Amen? That is the Bible time. That is the medieval time. Today, we found out that the Bible have already said that 2,000 years, 3,000 years ago. Amen? So some of the science, some of the technology, some of the knowledge are borrowed from the Word of God. Amen? They now have blood A type, type B, A and B, O, just virtual type of them. They have plasma that I can take out from somebody and put it into somebody. People who try to go against this idea in the medieval age, go read your history. Many of them are burned as witches. Many of them are killed for that purpose. But today it is vindicated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, 1,000 years, that his kingdom is without end. Medieval age said that there is an end that it doesn't grow anything. Science has now found out today that God is creating every day. I mean, every second. That this earth, this world, this universe is expanding every second at the speed of light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Many were killed, burnt at stake for saying that the earth is flat, sphere. The Bible said it in Isaiah 40:22. That is a sphere. Medieval age say it is flat. Anybody who said was killed by the Inquisition in those days. Today, what do we find out? When we have telescope and stuff, it is a sphere. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bible said that the light moves. Medieval age say it was fixed in one place. Today, we know that it moves. There was a time they said that the total stars in the heaven was 1,100. Bible already said in Jeremiah 33:2 that it is innumerable. Today we find out that it is true, that it is innumerable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The thing that designed an airplane was already said in Bible. The atomic division, that the element can be divided and stuff, never believed it. They didn't believe it in those ages. But science has now come to confirm it. What am I pointing out? It is not all science that is evil. And it's not all science that contradicts your faith. It's not all science that is against the word of God. In fact, many of the science and ideas and wisdom they have is borrowed from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So when the need calls, use wisdom. Not just only faith alone. You know, you have great faith. But I tell you, to operate faith is not easy. It is practically on the spiritual realm that manifests in the physical. Faith is an assurance of things you hope for, an evidence of things you do not see. The operation of faith is not just easy, but God commended it. He commended Abraham for using it. He didn't see and he believed. For 25 years, he didn't have a child. He continued believing and God honored him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is great. All I'm saying today, brethren, is that don't rule out wisdom in making decisions. Don't rule out faith. You can't, because that is the thing that matters a lot to quench the fiery dart of the enemy. To go against the enemy and contend him, you need faith. But there are times also that you need wisdom. And today, many of us don't even pray for it. We just act. And then we try to use faith to clean up our act. That's why I said that many of the prayers, many of the intercession, many of the things we are asking God for a miracle or for help, if only we have acted in wisdom in the first place. That's one of these scriptures that says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have you ever thought about that scripture? What God usually means by that? If we start applying that, if I have preached on it May one day, if I know what I know now and I start applying it at the age of 20 to number my days and measure where I am, what I need to do to get to point A or B, and apply my heart unto wisdom, I'll probably be a lot better off in a lot of things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the Bible admonishes to that. So teach us, O Lord, to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Brethren, I'm telling us today, there are times faith and wisdom, or both, depending on the issue, they work together or work separately. There are things that faith can do, but wisdom cannot do it. Or certain things that wisdom can do and your faith cannot get it done, especially when you walk outside the word of God. For with God, it says indeed that nothing is impossible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is say with God, if you believe. If you apply faith wrongly, negating the word of God, you may burn and crash. Faith is vital in our walk with God. Take a break and ask God for what he said. If any of you do what? Lack wisdom. He said, ask of God. There is wisdom in every aspect of our life. Even in food and diet and stuff. People call dietitians and say, and at times I listen to them advising patients and stuff, and I see what the Bible have said. Blessed be the name of the Lord in what they have borrowed from the Lord. In your finance, in your children, in your marriage, in your ministry. In finance, some of us jack big faith and buy a house we cannot afford. Build a church we cannot afford. And then you start preaching and telling everybody to give or God will bomb you out. Some of us just goes blindly and do it. Some even tell me, don't worry, bro. I know my faith can handle it. I sit back and watch. 2 years down the line, has battered and bruised, the storm has come in and stuff. I don't want to laugh at them, but wisdom does say that at times I stand on the street and call men and they wouldn't listen. And when their calamity come upon them, what do? I laugh them to scorn. That's what wisdom says in the book of Proverbs. I pray that that's never be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But apply wisdom. The wisdom of God is good. It is an integral part of our belief system. Let us stand on our feet. I pray that God will grant us that we walk in faith, in knowledge, in understanding, and in the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. You are sitting at home or you are watching this now, and you've never given your life to Christ. This is even one great reason why you should hurry and do it. Your life has been a mess. You're always shopping from church to church or place to place, praying for miracle. But because you haven't really given your life to Christ and asked God for wisdom to direct your affairs, they are in a mess. And you keep wondering why everything is going wrong. When I pray so much, when I fast so much, when so many people are praying, God is calling you back to look behind and see if you have neglected the school of wisdom as the Bible have taught. A small thing can solve that solution because you have gone back to the right way. Faith is excess, very important. But we pray that even as we walk in faith, God will grant us to also walk in wisdom in Jesus' name. If you don't have Jesus Christ, I'm inviting you today, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, I pray for those who are hurting at this point. Maybe they decided to operate in faith alone and forgot the wisdom of God in their actions. And so they are paying a heavy price for it. I can name instances that I know. Father, I'm asking for mercy for myself and for all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you are God of mercy. You are God of grace. I pray you reach out to all these ones that is looking and say, if only I have taken advisement in wisdom, this might not happen. Lord, you are the one that can go back and reset the clock again in Jesus' mighty name. You are the one that can change the situation and grant us favor and grant us help through the Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all.